cheaper childcare for most families and the hope it will boost the number of mums re-entering the workforce as Australia recovers from the COVID recession. That multi-billion dollar promise is what the federal Labor leader Anthony Albanese says he'd put in place if he was Prime Minister. The pledge was contained in his budget and reply speech. He says it would create a stronger and fairer Australia, arguing the government's left women behind. Here's political reporter Jade McMillan.
With two young kids, a job and a uni degree to finish, life is a balancing act for Carita Sirocco.
I have to work because I need to have the money to put the children into childcare so that I can go to uni and study. And the more I work, the less subsidy I get from the government, and then the more that costs me. So it kind of goes around a little bit in a circle, and you can never kind of get ahead.
Federal Labor leader Anthony Albanese has made families like Carita's the targets of his post-budget pitch, promising to overhaul the childcare system by boosting the maximum subsidy rate so that households earning up to $80,000 a year only pay 10% of childcare fees. He also wants to scrap the annual subsidy cap of $10,500, currently imposed on families earning more than $190,000 a year.
For millions of working women, it's simply not worth working more than 3 days a week. This derails careers. It deprives working women of opportunities they've earned. And it costs workplaces.
Mr Albanese used his first budget reply speech to try to reset Labor's agenda, also announcing a $20 billion plan to modernise the national energy grid to better integrate renewables and create jobs.
We can beat this recession, we can launch a recovery, and we can build a future where no one is held back and no one is left behind.
The proposed childcare changes are estimated to cost $6.2 billion over 4 years, a price Georgie Dent from the advocacy group The Parenthood believes is worth paying.
You need to put this into the context of the budget that we've just had handed down, which was tens of billions of dollars more than this.
CEO of Early Childhood Australia, Samantha Page, agrees the policy would encourage more women back into the workforce.
As we come out of COVID-19, families are going to rely on access and affordability of childcare more than they ever have before. And so it's really critical that this is seen as an economic investment.
But Labor's pledge to ask the Productivity Commission to investigate moving to a 90% subsidy for all Australian families has been criticised by Assistant Government Minister Jane Hume.
Overwhelmingly, most families pay less than $5 an hour for childcare. If you move to a different model, if you move to make childcare universal and free, what you find is perverse outcomes. People overbook it and it makes the positions less accessible.
Carita Sirocco says while many parents would appreciate extra financial help, it's not the only issue in the childcare sector that she wants to see addressed.
I've made the choice to change my career and go back to studying, and I don't expect the government to pay for that choice that I've made. But I do want this sector to be supported, and I want the educators that are looking after my children to feel supported and to be paid accordingly and to have a system that works.
That's Melbourne mother Carita Sirocco, ending Jade McMillan's report there.